This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We are about to be joined by an up-and-coming musician by the name of Jade Alice, who is an indie and pop singer-songwriter, and you might know her from last year in Eurovision when Australia Decides, and her song Be Still was shortlisted in the top 15 to represent Australia. She is back making music even in a pandemic, over Zoom, in fact. So to chat about her new hit, I'm going to call it a hit because it is great. We're going to give it a spin after this as well. Please welcome to the show, Jade Alice.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks so much. Hey, what have you been up to? You've like talk about embrace the whole jump online Zoom thingamabobby.
yeah, absolutely. It's just been, I think it's been very, it's been a challenge for everyone, but I've been able to make the most of being at home, and I've just been writing more than ever and co-writing especially more than ever, which is so strange.
So productive.
All over the internet.
That's exactly what we think we'll do. I'm sure like Annie and Ando, we were like, we're going to become rock stars. We will pin a hit. No.
We have a podcast show idea at least once a week that never gets off.
Brain farts that, puff off into the wind.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm sure you're doing some good stuff in the studio.
You're too kind. Speaking of much better than good stuff, your latest track, can you talk to us about what inspired and how it was created?
Yeah. Well, my friend Chris and I wrote this track, Intoxicating, over Zoom a few weeks ago, and we were put together on a virtual songwriting camp. So it was like, I think it was like 5 days in a row of a different session every day with a different producer. And it was strange because it was like you were not only writing it online, but you were, you know, meeting the person for the first time. Chris was on the last day, and Friendless is his artist name. And he just immediately made me feel so comfortable. And he's hilarious, such a character. He came on Zoom with his, you know, his background set to some whack thing, and then he was like, he had we actually got two tracks done that day, and he had this beat for Intoxicating, and it was probably the most club heavy, dance heavy sort of track that I'd done before.
Because your music can be folky, you've got influences, you say, like Ellie Goulding, so this would be quite a different direction for you.
Yeah, it was a bit of a hard left, and but it was so much fun. I honestly because I think I've always been a little bit more pop focused, and so I sort of bring a bit of a pop sensibility to anything I do without meaning to sometimes, and I think that was kind of, it just really worked with this track because I don't know, with those songs that usually can take, you know, a hot 7 minutes or something before the beat sort of drops or whatever, and we just went straight into it. We went straight to the dance floor and made it sort of mixed a pop, made it sort of a pop club song.
Yeah, and what struck me was, because I saw it on Instagram, the jam session itself, before listening to the song, from the get-go, it's this guy with like shaggy long grey hair, like just pounding like a synth pad. I'm like, wow, this is how we make music in this age now. Would you be prepared to continue making songs this way? Is it more convenient for you?
It's been useful and convenient in the way where I have access to everything just at home, at the ready, and I've been able to improve it, production and stuff. But it has been a time where I've been lacking in, you know, live performance, and those sort of skills have probably started to get neglected.
Oh.
but other skills definitely have been. It's been convenient for recording, for sure.
I feel your pain. Miss that live energy and the feedback from the audience. But you've adapted really well. And let's talk a little bit about the Eurovision experience as well. Did you follow what happened this year when everything unfortunately couldn't go ahead? I guess you get to be semi-finalist for another year.
Yeah, that was so random. That was 2019 Eurovision. So it was actually the one that did get to go ahead, and I
Was that Kate Miller-Heike's one?
Yeah.
So you could have been up on a stick. You missed out on flopping about or on a big ginormous stick.
I don't think I'll get a chance to be on a stick like that again. It was just a real, I really missed out. But I honestly, like, I was I was not expecting to be a finalist by any means. It was sort of the first year where entries were open to any songwriter. You could enter a song, and I entered, you know, a few songs. I was just very, very humbled that one of my songs got picked as a, in the top 15.
Mm, sounds amazing. Hey, what's next? Like, we don't know what's happening in the world.
Who knows?
but what's on your to-do list or you really want to have a crack at?
I've put out a lot of music already this year, but I've had this kind of goal for an album for a while. And I just have so many songs that are sitting around waiting to be born into the world. They're just sitting patiently, and I really would like to put out an album.
Wow, what a great position to be in, though, with so many tracks that you can release. It's good to have a bank. are very keen. I'm sure the listeners are keen to hear what this song is all about. So let's throw it on. This is Intoxicating by Jade Alice. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Woo!
Woo!
Morning party. I'm in trouble, think I'm falling under, baby, couldn't be that girl.
Another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.